back. Welcome, everyone, once again to another episode of Mike, Mike, and Oscar. I am your host, Mike. This is my co-host, also Mike.
I am also named Mike.
I hit that record button awfully quick. I didn't even ask if you were ready. Are you ready?
Yes, I think today I am ready.
Good. Yeah, this is pretty much your ball game, so this is you better be ready. We're not doing Marvel today, not doing a movie review. Netflix Quarterly is in the pipeline. That'll be coming out soon. But first, we told you guys last week at the end of our second Marvel MCU review episode that we wanted to kind of have something that was a little more interactive for you guys, hopefully get you a little more involved and get you talking to us on social media and angrily through emails and calling us names and stuff. So
we want to antagonize our listeners to the maximum.
It's what we think will help us at least give us some therapeutic release. So with that in mind, we're going to do Fuck, Marry, Kill, but not Fuck, Marry, Kill. Mike's been honing it and crafting this idea, so take it away.
We invented a new movie game. Invent is a strong word, but I do think we're making it a unique case for our version. It is a movie version of Fuck, Marry, Kill, but instead of FMK, we're going to ask ourselves which movies we would see, buy, or skip. So the movie game is called See, Buy, Skip.
Rolls off the tongue. It's
kinda
nice.
Kind of rolls off this tongue a little bit. Now, I've Googled many iterations of this, or iterations, and yes, BuzzFeed had played FMK with movies back in a 2015 article.
It sounds so unlike them.
But they literally took characters from movies and just played the traditional game of F, Marry, Kill.
Also sounds so unlike them.
We're not doing this.
No, we're not doing this, because if we did do this, of course, the answer would be Brad Pitt and Fight Club. Because, as Stephen Colbert once said, we're not gay, but we're human. The answer, of course, to any of those, who would you sleep with in movie lore, would be... I don't care who the three options are in the Fuck, Marry, Kill, the pantheon here. The answer, of course, would be Brad Pitt Fight Club.
My face is not red at all. Moving on. Google also tells me...
He's got like a 72-pack. He's unbelievable in that movie.
Google also tells me that Sherilyn Connelly wrote an article in San Francisco Weekly about playing FMK with 2016 summer movies. This seems to be more like what we're doing here, because she takes like the movies, or really she doesn't specify. They left the same verbiage in, though, FMK. We're changing the rules of the game to be unique. We're changing the verbiage of the game to be unique. So I think we're doing something unique.
Yeah, we say the word fuck enough without having to actually have
that's involved with it. That's correct. We are not quite safe for work yet. We're getting there. Then again, if you work in a new school way of thinking type of place, then yeah, we're safe for
just
work.
Just play us on loud and have no regrets.
Your kids say those words already, even if you don't know it.
Yeah, I mean, Eminem was popular before we ever were, so.
They've learned already. You say it to them. Here we go. It rolls off the tongue, like I said, See, Buy, Skip. We hope it's a fun way to react with you all. You can react to our proposed categories, whether it's in this episode or it's something that we sprinkle in to the intros, outros, to further episodes.
Mm-hmm.
We may just sprinkle it in wherever if it pops into our head. You can also create your own categories for us to choose from. You can be as creative or as straightforward as you like, as hopefully we're going to demonstrate in this kind of rapid fire responses to what I've come up with today. Plan to read the best responses on the air in future episodes. And, you know, we plan to play this game going forward with one another. And of course, with you, the audience.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. The whole emphasis behind this is, again, we want to be more interactive with you guys. We want you guys to kind of challenge us to challenge you. And if it catches on, cool. And if not, Mike and I just came up with a new game for us to play amongst ourselves every episode that you have to listen to. So either way works for us.
As the Academy of Two, as the Podcast of Two, we're plenty happy pleasing ourselves. So do you want to give us social media?
Let's start on the social media bandwagon where you can kind of throw us your See by Skip ideas. We are Mike, Mike, and Oscar at Facebook, Mike, and Oscar on Instagram, MM and Oscar on Twitter, Mike, and Oscar at gmail.com, Mike, and Oscar on Reddit. We have Mike, and Oscar.com in the pipeline. Not quite up yet. It is coming soon. And the only caveat to this game is going to be this. We need to pick one per. No cheap way out. No, oh, I want to do two buys with this one.
I'll watch all the buys.
Yeah, I love them so much I can't. No, you choose. You split the baby. You King Solomon this.
Sophie's Choice.
Yeah.
Rules.
Exactly. That's a good movie version of that.
And, of course, you know, this podcast is going to show you how we're playing the game. However, you can certainly innovate however you see fit. You know, show us new ways to play. But I think the framework's totally open-minded, open-ended, that we all can have some fun with this. So, yes, I did have fun making this list together, and I'll start kind of vanilla from this year's Oscars what we might rewatch, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
The three movies are, for See by Skip, The Shape of Water, The Darkest Hour, The Post.
Well, I'm much higher on The Post than you are. Also, I would fuck Meryl Streep or Tom Hanks. That said, I would buy The Post out of those.
Not How to Play the Game, but keep going.
The Darkest Hour and Shape of Water were two... if you listen to us, you know the black marks that I have in my heart, deep down in the cockles of my heart towards those movies. They're absurd. I don't think they should be listed. So that said, were I not playing by the rules that we just laid out where you have to pick one, I would skip both of them because I have no reason to rewatch them. I actually watch Shape of Water.
If you have to watch one, you're just breaking your one caveat.
Exactly. So knowing that I have to actually see one, I will skip... Oh, God. I will skip Darkest Hour, and I will see Shape of Water against my will and giggle at the fish dick parody.
By some of that rationale, I think I... Well, I number one, I'm skipping The Post. I'm never seeing that again.
Right, you've said
blissfully ignorant of The Post for the rest of my life. I'll watch The Darkest Hour again, because I was a little more in favor of that one than Mike, based on our 50 episodes of pre-Oscar ramp-up that you can go back and listen to. And you know what? I want to figure out this hipster pick. I want to figure out and study what the hell the Academy was thinking about The Shape of Water for being the best picture.
So you're going to buy The Shape of Water from this?
From this, I would buy The Shape of Water.
When this comes out on the special edition Steelbook Blu-ray, I better see it in your collection. You have to be a man of your word.
We're going to hold each other to this stuff. This is the way to manipulate one another, this game. This game has evil and danger.
Throw Legion at me. I already own it.
This has dangerous consequences. Okay, sequels to this year's Oscars, Mike.
Okay.
Call Me by Your Name 2.
Which is coming out.
Four Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Which I don't think can come out.
Or Lady Bird 2, colon Bird Lady.
I thought it was going to be Electric Burglaroo.
No, apparently she becomes a bird lady.
All right. So it's is it the opposite of Birdman, the Oscar winning from 2015?
Whatever.
No, it's just
you
its own thing. All right. We're going to put a beak on Saoirse Ronan. Totally
ruin
that
narrative.
No, I
thought more about, you know, she's in New York, she loves it so much, but she doesn't go home, and really she doesn't graduate college. Oh, this is a great script that I'm coming up with right now. She becomes the bird lady from Home Alone 2.
Oh, God.
For Home Alone 5.
I'm so sorry, Saoirse.
Starring the 17th Culkin kid.
Now, does Laurie Metcalf in this movie become the Jackie from the rebooted Roseanne, where she's this hardcore liberal?
Oh, Laurie Metcalf is in that one?
Yeah, well, maybe the Roseanne reboot. Yeah, is it? I've seen it. I was very excited for it. It's a different topic for a different podcast.
Tough choices.
Not easy.
You want me to give mine first?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think I have it.
If you're ready.
I would, I'm going to watch Call Me By Your Name 2 when it comes out. I'm going to see it, and we're going to analyze it. I'm sure it's going to be up for Oscars and whatnot, so that's an easy choice there. Four Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, based on the plot I just said for Lady Bird 2. I think I'm going to skip that one. I want to live in the world where Saoirse Ronan is a bird lady.
You want that Home Alone Lady Bird universe, cinematic
universe. I'll buy Lady Bird 2. I'll skip Four Billboards.
I think I'm going to skip Call Me By Your Name 2. So get out all your
you
mics.
You thought it was more enclosed.
Well, I did. And I was going to say you can get out all your mics of gay basher arguments now if you want.
No.
I think... Having a sequel to that type of movie, the way it ended, the events, the against convention that it was, we railed about it on and on, as also Mike said, go back and listen to our Oscars sprint profile of it. I don't think it needs a sequel. I think it's a fine enough standalone movie. I'm just scared. I think it's an easy sequel to screw up, is a short way of saying the last 18 minutes of what I said.
You might be right.
Lady Bird 2, I think there is enough there for a sequel to substantiate it. I don't know how you... make a sequel.
Listen,
of three
the title
billboards.
Of it is Lady Bird 2, Bird Lady. You have to use that.
So it has to be. But I can come up
you
with
have to
like
lose,
she
you,
could be
you
like
can come up with your own plot right. to it.
So she could like go to Sesame Street and be Big Bird's wife.
Yeah, graduating the college in New York and or become Big Bird's writer. I mean, she could write Sesame Street.
She could write Sesame Street. Maybe she yeah, I got nothing. I knowing that it's Bird Lady, I guess I would see it out of morbid curiosity. I guess that means I'm buying Four Billboards, even though I have no idea what that script would be. Is it just Sam Rockwell and Mildred murdering the shit out of people for 90 minutes?
It's the mother of Bonnie the guy that they might have murdered or might not have murdered at the end. I don't know.
Woody come back to life and it's just basically natural born killers from Oliver Stone?
It's about the Australian wife of Woody Harrelson. Yes. I'd watch that too. All right. No, I have to change my answer. All right. In theaters now. Well-reviewed movies in theaters now. Okay. Love, Simon. I Can Only Imagine. Ready Player One.
You have seen Ready Player One. I have not.
I will see it and I will buy it.
Really?
That's me. That high on it. Again, I'll give my answers first, I guess. I will see Love, Simon, and I will skip I Can Only Imagine, because Dennis Quaid's look is too fierce.
I can't imagine having anything to do with I Can Only Imagine, so that's a skip.
It did get a 64% on the tomato meter.
I couldn't be happier for it. It's a skip. I will see Ready Player One. I imagine Love, Simon is probably going to be something I will very much enjoy once I actually get my ass back to the theaters.
That looks good. I want to see that. I should have seen it already. I haven't done that. So next category, new Netflix movies that were poorly reviewed. We have The Cloverfield Paradox.
I thought you said these were poorly reviewed.
Duncan Jones's Mute.
Oh, boy.
With the stash from Paul Rudd. And The Outsider. So again, that's The Cloverfield Paradox, Mute, and The Outsider.
Now, see, this is where, again, this is why the only rule that we have is so vital, because these are definitely skips. You don't need to see any of these.
True.
You could live a long, happy, healthy movie life without seeing these. That said, there is a morbid laugh track attached with Cloverfield Paradox.
Yep.
Based on that, I'll probably buy it. It has some...
I would agree.
Yeah.
Keep going.
It has some wrongfully funny scenes in it. Oh, God. I guess I will skip The Outsider and see Mute? I don't think that's correct.
I think it is correct.
Yeah,
I think I agree with you there, because The Outsider was so mind-numbingly boring and kind of gross. And
Mute was an Amadeus.
No, Mute is like almost awesomely bad in scenes, and it has some Paul Rudd saving grace.
Duncan Jones has a good track record.
We're going to have a fuller review for you in our Netflix pod. That's why I'm putting these front and center to our start here. But I would commit Hari Kiri before I watch The Outsider again. It's terrible.
Okay.
All right. New Netflix movies that were well reviewed. We have Annihilation, playing overseas on Netflix Instant, coming soon to American Netflix streaming services. So again, that's Annihilation, Veronica, and The Ritual.
I'm buying Veronica. I think that's without question. I actually almost haven't watched any of these three cards on the table either, but I wanted to see Veronica. I almost watched it today. I ended up going with Game Over Man instead, because, of course, those are two very similar products.
Mm-hmm.
I will buy Veronica because of the...
I did the same thing last week. I didn't want to watch that one. That's scary.
The hype attached to it, I am curious to see it. The Ritual, I actually almost hit play on today as well. I think I'll see Annihilation and skip The Ritual. I will see Annihilation, buy Veronica, skip The Ritual.
So I'm going to buy Annihilation because I thought I was just fascinated. I even bought the audiobook and watched that. I bought a ticket to go see it. Well, I'm movie past it. Veronica, I will see, and I will never watch The Ritual again. I've seen Veronica, so out of curiosity, I might even watch Veronica again before Friday when we record our Netflix
Veronica
quarterly.
Veronica, for you, shouldn't be seen by Skype. It should be like Blanket, Blindfold, or Binky. Would you watch it with?
Wow. Where was that when we were trying to coin these, this new game that we did?
Blanket? For the horror choices, that's what we'll do.
Okay.
You watch it through a blanket with your one eye open.
All right, another... innovative way to play the game. You could propose movies that, like we said, haven't been in development or just coming up with strange stuff. A new Bond movie starring either Daniel Kaluuya, Margot Robbie, or Henry Cavill with the mustache. I think he's British, by the way.
Is it an actual mustache, or is it a CGI on mustache, the opposite of what they did with Justice League?
I'm going to say an actual mustache from Mission Impossible Fallout.
So real Henry Cavill mustache, okay. Well, that question was unnecessary on my part, because he's the skip. I enjoy Henry Cavill's work, but I don't need to see him as both.
He's sold us as an American.
I don't
now.
Need to see him as both my Superman and my James Bond.
I think I agree with you, so go ahead.
That, and I think, sincerely, Daniel Kaluuya or Margot Robbie as James Bond would be infinitely more entertaining and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, boy. Like, I'm trying to find a hook in my mind
It's a tough call, but Coogler's has talked about Love and Bond movies after during our Black Panther.
I really
reviews.
Would like to see Kaluuya. I'd probably buy Kaluuya and see Margot Robbie, but those could probably be interchangeable for me. I just would buy Kaluuya because I think at this point it's more realistic, and it's also, if I heard both of those people were up for James Bond, mm-hmm. I think I would lean towards wanting to see Kaluuya win it.
My guess is after Mary Queen of Scots, I'm going to buy the highbrow British accent from Margot Robbie, whereas Daniel Kaluuya is more of a Cockney accent? He's more of the...
But have we seen him be British on film in any major budget picture yet?
Just in that Black Mirror. I mean, we know
in the Black Mirror, but that was British. A TV episode. Yeah.
I don't know. It's tough. This is a tough choice.
It is.
I'll just be different. I'll choose by Margot Robbie, and I would totally see.
Tell
Daniel
me why.
Kaluuya.
No, tell me why Margot Robbie. Give me a reason.
Well, a female Bond would totally be interesting.
Certainly would, yeah.
I think she can, I mean, just based on the Will Smith movie she did, Wolf of Wall Street, she's played that button-up, glamorous character many times before. She's playing royalty in Mary Queen of Scots. I'm just going to go with Margot Robbie there for that reason, because Bond is that way, so it's a glamorous kind of thing.
That is.
Daniel Kaluuya comes with Michael Coogler in this hypothetical scenario. We could debate this for the next half hour.
Ryan Coogler.
How many times have I called him Michael Coogler in the last 5 minutes? We'll find out on editing. All right, next category, Oscar winners I have never seen, going way back to Oscar history here. Shamefully, I have never seen Gone with the Wind, mm-hmm. West Side Story, or Tom Jones starring Albert Finney.
I can excuse Gone with the Wind. You've never seen West Side Story or Tom
never
Jones?
Never seen West Side Story.
Wow. All right.
I've almost watched Gone with the Wind 1,000 times. So
yeah,
I don't
Gone
know
with
that
the Wind's
counts.
Gotta be a skip because that thing is 72 hours long. The mood I would be in to have to watch all these movies, I'm in the mood to watch a Gone with a West Side Story or a Tom Jones far more often than I am in the mood to see Gone with the Wind, Scarlett O'Hara, and... What was the quote from that? Oh, God, I can't hear it. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Yeah,
man.
That's nice. All right. Delivered better by Jim Carrey in The Mask.
He's
anyway.
Got big ears.
So I would skip Gone with the Wind. I would buy West Side Story because I have bought it for my mother.
Okay.
For a Christmas present. It was a 50th anniversary on Blu-ray. She likes that movie. I like my mother. There's that. And then I would see Tom Jones.
Very interesting. I think I would buy Gone with the Wind because I think it's required viewing that I'm embarrassed I haven't seen it yet.
You are a
because
film
it's
student.
Like
though,
tip
so, yeah.
top. Yeah, tip top in terms of, you know, movie history, mm-hmm. in terms of his place in movie history. I've tried to watch Tom Jones already. It's on the level of Chariots of Fire, one of the most unwatchable Oscar movies ever.
Bad, huh?
I'm curious after our bio of Albert Finney. Because it seems like it's subject matter I would like. Guy in his 30s who's pudgy and fat and still gets all the women, you know, because he's still somehow a ladies' man in that.
Can hate watch it
in that state. However,
what does Albert Finney have that I don't have?
I'm gonna skip Tom Jones just because I've seen it already, and I have a weird curiosity with West Side Story. I'm not a huge fan of musicals, but I guess I would like to see it. By Gone with the Wind. Skip Tom Jones. Okay, in theaters.
I feel pretty.
In theaters from February, March, and these were well-reviewed movies. We have Thoroughbreds, Game Night, and Red Sparrow.
Yeah, I'm a bad person because, like I said, I've been slacking on my movie watching.
Well, you got time. This is the cushion time. You can watch these when they come out on VOD.
I'm probably buying Game Night because I'm a sucker for Jason Bateman and for stupid comedies like that. I would probably... Oh, Thoroughbreds is getting a lot of good publicity.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll see Thoroughbreds and I'll kill Jennifer Lawrence, even though it's not
the game.
Wow. I'll skip Jennifer Lawrence, Russian Jennifer Lawrence.
I've seen all three of these. I'll skip Game Night because it kind of quenched what I wanted in a comedy, in a brainless comedy. It was fun. It worth laughs. I think I've reviewed it on the pod before.
I think that would be different if I had seen them. I think I would probably feel the same.
Yeah, because
having not seen it yet. Yeah,
totally. Thoroughbreds, I'm curious to watch again. I don't think I would buy it, but I want to see that again. I want to see if it holds up. I'm waiting for that to come out because I want to see it again. Oh, I'm buying Red Sparrow. It's
sick.
No question. I'm a bad person. moving on. Blockbusters of the past 6 months, past, present, and future.
Okay.
This is a tough one.
All right.
Black Panther, Star Wars The Last Jedi, They're looking into the future Avengers of Infinity War.
Wow. What was this not the last
tough,
question?
Yeah, tough it is. Category. Black Panther, Last Jedi.
So you have to live your life Infinity having War. Skipped one of these
you
movies.
You don't have to do that, but for the course of the game, in the case of the game, you have to make choices.
All right. I have to apologize in advance to our fans all around the world for what I'm about to say.
Okay.
I'm skipping The Last Jedi. I'm skipping the Star Wars properties. I wasn't all that thrilled with that when it came out. I wasn't crazy with anticipation with it. At least not as much as I am Avengers Infinity War or Black Panther.
You're fully bought into the MCU now. Even though we've been reviewing it, but the movies haven't been great. There's been one great
movie.
There's
only been one out of six so far that have been a great... But I've always been more... Growing up, I was more attached to the Marvel cartoons...
Than Star Wars.
...than with the Star Wars comics and the Star Wars lore. So, though I did skip one day of high school, my senior year, with a couple other friends to watch all six chronologically, that's not important. What's important is... I'm skipping The Last Jedi, not because of its polarizing and not because I didn't like it. I thought it was a great movie. I'm on record saying that.
True.
But I'm skipping it because it's not as important to me as the Marvel properties are. I'm buying Infinity War. Please don't screw me on this, Russo brothers. And I will see Black Panther, and I will see it again. We're going to see it again for our Marvel reviews, but I plan on seeing it again regardless.
Samesies.
Yeah? Really? You're the Star Wars guy.
This was a way for us to shamelessly plug our Marvel Cinematic Universe pods.
I'm surprised you're a Star Wars guy.
I am. I love The Last Jedi, but I also saw it three times in theaters. So I'm a little...
So you've had your fill, and you're okay.
I've had my fill. I've studied the
hell
out of
it. And that's what makes this game interesting, is that you come from all different perspectives at it.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to see Black Panther again with MoviePass, most likely, before we review it for a last time in our MCU review part 6. And we're going to review the heck and cover the heck out of Avengers Infinity War. We're going to have to buy tickets to that probably because we want to see it in IMAX or we want to see it in 3D and MoviePass doesn't cover it. So I'm by the letter here. That's what I'm going to do for this.
I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm good. Good.
Tough way to go, but
that is.
There
That's
it is.
That's not an easy one.
All right. In theaters now, poorly reviewed movies. Tomb Raider.
Oh, God.
Pacific Rim 2 Uprising. A Wrinkle in Time. Tough choices here, but we got to see it. We got to see two of these.
I think I will buy A Wrinkle in Time. I will see Tomb Raider, and I will skip Pacific Rim 2.
Okay.
Kaiju's never done it for me. I'm interested to see why A Wrinkle in Time went so awry. I don't have a reason for Tomb Raider.
Makes sense. Buy Tomb Raider, because Alicia Vikander, and I'm curious to see how she does in that.
Your simple male brain.
it is what it is. I will skip Pacific Rim 2 for the same reasons. It's not my bag, baby. And I will see A Wrinkle in Time, because I'm curious how they screwed it up, if they screwed it up. I'm curious. We haven't seen any of those. All right. Great transition here. Dwayne The Rock Johnson movies.
Pretty much writes itself, yeah.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, Rampage, and Skyscraper.
I really want to see Rampage and Skyscraper. I'm such a sucker. The way you feel about attractive women is how I feel about The Rock.
Okay, to each their own.
It's brought up. Oh, man.
You're having a hard time playing this game right now.
I am. I'm skipping Jumanji.
Okay.
Because I've seen Jumanji. I think I've seen a better version of Jumanji as a kid with Robin Williams. I'm just happy I get to see both Skyscraper and Rampage. I will buy Rampage because I'm a sucker for movies with animal best friends like Okja. And I will see Skyscraper.
Okay, I will buy Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, because I've already seen
it
and
fun.
enjoyed it. I will skip Rampage because I don't think video game movies make good narrative films.
I'm also happy it's pissing off Uwe Boll, who has murdered video game licenses.
I'm totally sticking my nose in the air on that one.
You're a bad
and
person.
I will reluctantly be dragged to the theaters to see Skyscraper.
But reluctantly? But what if he doesn't make that jump?
But it better be on MoviePass. I'm not paying for that.
Oh, my God, that jump!
All right, upcoming specialty box office releases into theaters coming soon.
Are any of these starring The Rock?
No. Isle of Dogs.
What's the point?
Isle of Dogs, You Were Never Really Here, and Gemini. We've all kind of previewed these in our spring preview episode.
You can't tell me Isle of Dogs isn't a better movie with a dog voiced by The Rock. You just can't tell me that.
That's a plus 50 million. You're not wrong.
Of course, we'll see. I will buy Isle of Dogs. I'm very, very excited for that.
Okay.
You Were Never Really Here against Gemini is interesting. I'll probably see You Were Never Really Here, even though it's pretty much... I'm interested to see if it's not Taxi.
Right.
2018. I will
Taxi
skip
Driver,
Gemini.
Yep.
Yeah. Taxi Driver, sorry.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's the same for me. I'll buy Isle of Dogs. I will see You Were Never Really Here. And... yeah, I'll probably see Gemini too, but for the case of this game, I'll skip it.
Sure.
Okay.
But no, now you can't. You're not allowed to.
No,
we play this for real.
This is not real.
Also,
this
you better not, go buy Jumanji.
This
now.
Is not Battle Royale. All right. Upcoming franchise sequels.
Okay.
Solo, mm-hmm. A Star Wars Story. Sicario 2, Soldado. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
We should have picked one where the other person forces the person picking to play for real, because mm-hmm. I would force you to not see Sicario 2, and I know
this could be totally.
I know that would hurt you.
Grounds for betting on movies in the future for Mike and Oscar betting games.
True.
Which
that's true.
I'm worried about starting that practice because it's a slippery slope for one of us.
It's not
I
slippery.
Won't say who.
It's not even a slope. It's just a vertical line down.
Oh,
Solo,
God.
Sicario
you know 2,
I'm really
Jurassic
okay
World.
Not seeing any of these, to be honest. Jurassic World. I didn't have interest in Jurassic Parks. I know that makes me a bad person, too.
Right.
I was a weird movie watcher growing up. I think me owning Legion and Hide and Seek and all those other bad movies we joke about would prove that. But
yep.
I'll skip Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, even though I do like Chris Pratt. I will see Solo, and I will buy Sicario, too. I really like the first Sicario.
Love the first Sicario for the same reason I'm going to skip the second Sicario in this
don't want it ruined.
Version. I don't want it ruined.
Fair enough.
But the same way you had kind of Call Me By Your Name 2 there. I will see Jurassic World, The Fallen Kingdom, and I will buy Solo, Star Wars Story because I still have faith in Disney.
High in the sky, apple pie.
It's a great Woody Harrelson wig in that trailer. The immaculate
Ron
wig.
Ron Howard doesn't make bad theatrical releases.
Knock on wood.
You know, so.
Okay, theatrical releases for this upcoming weekend. We have A Quiet Place, we have Blockers, and we have Chappaquiddick.
God damn you.
This is kind of easier, though.
Chappaquiddick's the kill. Yeah,
Chappaquiddick's the skip.
Oh.
Blockers and A Quiet Place. Then you can
there
have-
is no reason, Blockers should be getting as well reviewed as it is. There's no
it's
reason for it.
80-something% right now.
I know A Quiet Place had 100% run on Rotten Tomatoes. It may still. I haven't checked in
can't
the last
wait.
Day or so.
Can't wait to see it.
But that's going to be good. If Blockers is that good, there's got to be something in it.
It should be funny.
I'll buy Blockers. I'll see A Quiet Place.
Okay. Well, I'm going to
throw my love to John Cena.
I'm going to buy A Quiet Place, and I would buy like an IMAX ticket for it, you know, off of MoviePass. And the way I'm going to rationalize this is I'm going to skip Chappaquiddick, even if it's on MoviePass. Maybe I'll watch it on video when it comes out if it gets
some
kind of legs.
I want that movie to be good. I do. I think it's an interesting story. They got a great cast. I just it's not doing well. Right
Blockers, now. I will see it on MoviePass, and A Quiet Place, I'll probably see it on MoviePass as well, but I would be willing to buy a ticket for it beyond MoviePass. Okay, tough Oscar-nominated watches.
Oh, God.
Tough watches from Oscar-nominated films that we've reviewed here one way or shape or form. Ironweed, starring Jack Nicholson and Meryl Streep, Mudbound, and The Reader. So you'd have to...
So they're all good movies in their own right. I know we said some tough things about Mudbound. We weren't in love with it.
Comparison to the nonsense I've uttered up till now, correct?
You have to skip Ironweed. You have to skip Ironweed.
Can you imagine?
If you watch that once, you can never go back to it.
Would you turn into a hobo and just walk the earth like Sam Jackson's character?
You
There's
cannot,
a word for that,
yeah.
Mike. It's called a bum.
You can't see that movie twice. I guess by that logic, I'll... God, am I buying The Reader? all right. I'll buy The Reader and see Mudbound. Mudbound is flawed, but Ironweed is just like... Seeing Ironweed again is like... It's just like... It's like being asked to be punched squarely in the stomach, like, three times. I can't do it. I'll buy The Reader, I'll see Mudbound, and I'll skip Ironweed again.
I'll buy Mudbound. I would begrudgingly see the reader again for obvious shameful reasons, and I will totally skip Ironweed. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, God. If you haven't seen Ironweed once, though, you need to see it just to realize how lucky you
are. Sure. Beloved all-timer level comedy.
Now, this is what kind of spurred this game in the first place.
Yeah.
We talked about this as one of our first examples, so I'm a little upset that you put this on here because I was hoping I'd never have to actually pick.
Caddyshack, Animal House, Airplane. Tough. Caddyshack.
This is the toughest one.
Animal House, Airplane.
And you know what's funny about this game, too, is that you know there are people that listen to this that are screaming right now at their iPod.
Stalling.
Like, of course it's Caddyshack!
Good stalling tactic.
Thank you. I'm killing Caddyshack. I don't think I could fit it in. Airplane and Animal House are two, and Caddyshack's like this too, but it's to a lesser extent. I can talk myself into hating Chevy Chase's character. I can't do that with any character in Airplane or Animal House. Oh God, yeah. I will skip Caddyshack, buy Animal House, see Airplane, even though I own all three.
Very interesting. I will skip Airplane. As good as it is.
I think that's the traditional answer, though.
Go ahead. As good as it is, I've seen it many times. I will see Animal House because I kind of watch that every 5 years. But I watch Caddyshack every year. That is my yuppie-hating anthem. And
all three of them hold up incredibly well, too.
Correct. So that's a tough one. All right. Beloved children's films from the 80s. We have The Goonies, E.T., The Extraterrestrial, and Gremlins.
You thought I turned a lot of people off with my Star Wars take. I'm going to say something. And it's a belief I've had since I've seen this movie for the first time. It's true. I stand by it. I will defend this take to the death. The Goonies is a bad movie. It's a bad movie. It's
wrong.
Not a good
no,
movie.
Wrong.
It's not an enjoyable movie.
It
again. It's a bad
I just watched
movie.
It again.
No, you're wrong.
I laughed repeatedly.
Well, you're an idiot.
I swayed with the
person.
Story. It
you're probably
moved me
convicted for a felony or two at some
state.
When I
saw the pirate ship, I enjoyed
don't
it.
Don't care about any of this. It's a bad movie. Now, cards on the table. First time I saw The Goonies was post-hype. I saw it when I was like a freshman in college for the first time.
Oh,
so
that's
yes,
the wrong way
I know.
To watch
I missed the
Goonies.
Time frame. I didn't know about it as a child. Nonetheless, I went into it. You were still talking
you
to a man.
You just have sour grapes
but you're
for missing
to a
it
man
as a
that still skipped classes to watch Cinderella, all right? Like, I'm on the record. I am a child still. I'm an overgrown child. The Goonies is a bad movie. Skip The Goonies. Kill The Goonies. Forget The Goonies.
I think you're dead wrong. It was a snow day rewatch for me.
I think we lost every listener.
I will buy The Goonies just out of spite. I will see E.T. again, and I would skip Gremlins.
I will buy Gremlins, see E.T. I like both those. I never liked The Goonies. I've never liked it. I enjoy a lot of childhood movies. They have Hook has a nice place in my heart. I can't.
All right. How can we turn off the rest of our audience? Here we go. Epic love stories that won Best Picture. We have Titanic, The English Patient, and Out of Africa.
Okay, well, the Titanic is the only one that you could actually sit and watch. The English Patient and Out of Africa, you have to be in a mindset to watch those.
I kind of liked Out of Africa. But
really?
That's just me.
All right.
I've seen it once.
Well, that said, I'm buying Titanic. That's my buy. I don't think I can bring myself to watch The English Patient ever. I've never seen it. I don't want to see it. I know about it. I won't begrudge you for your Out of Africa take. I just can't do the English.
The visuals are
if
very
Kevin
cool
Costner's in a professional sporting event,
right?
I don't think I can do it.
Well, Kevin Costner's not in that. Ralph Fiennes is actually.
Kevin Costner's not in The English Patient?
No, I don't think so.
That shows you how bad The English Patient is, all right? Because that's a Kevin Costner movie. Is Kevin Costner really not in The English Patient?
It's Ralph Fiennes before he figured out he was a better actor.
Oh, I like Ralph Fiennes too, but that's...
I know.
I've gone my life thinking that's Kevin Costner.
He's on a roll lately. No, it's Ralph Fiennes.
I'm going to go under the belief that it's Kevin Costner and skip The English Patient.
Listen, if I was waiting out the apocalypse in a bunker, and I had one VHS video to watch, and if that one VHS video was The English Patient, I would not watch it. I hate that movie with a passion, with the fire and the fury of a thousand suns.
See, you hate Kevin Costner, too.
I hate The English Patient. I'm sorry. I will totally watch Out of Africa again. I kind of like the visuals. I love the two co-stars, Robert Redford and Meryl Streep. And I would buy Titanic. It was the one of the forerunners for our podcast here.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, and also Leo. Not going to buy the fact that Kevin Costner was not the lead in The English Patient, and therefore I will never see The English Patient because I need to go on believing that.
I don't blame you. All right, again, weird transitions. Epic fight stories involving the Italian Stallion. Oh, with Rocky,
okay.
Rocky II, mm-hmm. and Creed.
How is Rocky IV not on this list? Oh, gosh. All right.
Because it would be too easy.
Yeah, boy, you're right.
I'm trying to make it hard.
Still, Rocky as the best picture winner. Quite an upset. Quite mm-hmm. an upset from that.
Over All the President's Men.
Amongst other titles. I think that was Network 2 it beat out.
Rocky 2 not being nominated for Best Picture a couple years later is also a travesty.
I
don't know if we've recovered from.
See, I wasn't crazy about Creed because Creed was a Rocky remake. That's how I felt about it. It was good. It's a good movie, but I think I'll buy Rocky 1, see Creed, skip Rocky 2.
Wow, you're a better person than I am. I will buy Rocky 2. I will see Creed again because it's going into Creed 2. And I will skip Rocky 1.
I'm getting rid of Rocky 1. I don't think
because he doesn't move it. I'm going to spoil it. Can I spoil it? No.
Can you spoil Rocky 1?
No, I better not spoil it.
Wait a minute. Who hasn't seen Rocky 1?
There's an obvious reason why I like Rocky 2 better. And I just can't help myself. All right, moving on because we don't want to stay too long and our weird niches of film knowledge and likeness or liking.
Do you have best Kevin Costner movie on this list? Is The English Patient on there?
No. I can't speak.
I am
now
shocked.
I'm rattled after
I'm
the Rocky
I'm shocked
answers.
He's not in The English Patient, by the way.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's a weird cast member that I didn't recognize. I don't remember.
Seinfeld ruined The English Patient for me. That episode of Seinfeld where Elaine just can't bear watching it and sitting through in the movie theater at The English Patient and like, oh God.
Oh, it's brutal. It's brutal. Okay, moving on. Innovative horror films with strong female performances of the last few years, past and future here. 10 Cloverfield Lane, Don't Breathe, and A Quiet Place.
Quiet Place getting dual billing on this list.
Yeah.
God, Don't Breathe was good.
Yeah. I love the first two for sure. But what would you rewatch, or what would you see for the first time? Would you see a Quiet Place for the first time?
Oh, man. I have to see A Quiet Place. I'm very excited for it.
Correct. That's a correct answer.
I think I'm skipping Don't Breathe. I love Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm with you. Same right there.
Buy
10 Cloverfield Lane, see A Quiet Place. I could go either way. Another tough watch group. That one best picture. Million Dollar Baby, mm-hmm. No Country for Old Men,
right.
Dances with Wolves. There's your Kevin Costner.
Starring Ralph Fiennes.
Or is it Ralph Fiennes? Keep going.
That was either the joke or Kevin Costner's all three of these movies was going to be the joke. But Million Dollar Baby is the only movie I ever watched that made me cry. I'll say that out there. The only time I ever cried watching a movie.
Do you enjoy Key Lime Pie?
I hate No Country for Old Men. I'm on the record with that as well. So that movie can go die in a fire.
Okay.
I guess that means I'm watching. God, Dances with Wolves was bad too. I guess I'll watch Dances with Wolves. I'll buy Million Dollar Baby. Skip No Country for Old Men.
All right, interesting. I will buy No Country for Old Men. I saw that with William Dafoe. Me and my pal Willem. I call him William.
Big Willie style to his friends.
Did I tell that story on
yes,
the air yet?
Yes, you have a couple times. I think.
Me and Willem. All right, Million Dollar Baby, I'd watch again because I haven't seen it in forever. And I've had my fill of Dances with Wolves. Thank you very much.
I hated No Country for Old Men the first time I see it, but I know when the day comes that we review that Best Picture race, I'm going to rewatch it.
And you might
I'm
like
going
it.
To
You're
love
afraid
it.
Of
I know I'm going to love it.
I don't know. It has some super high moments for me, so that's why I'm into it. The Mike number one brain buster category.
Okay.
Cinderella, Snow White, and Sleeping Beauty.
I will buy Cinderella and nothing else matters.
You have to choose.
Oh, boy. Well, buying Cinderella, yes, obviously.
All right. Snow White or Sleeping Beauty? Do you have a favorite? Because I care less about this tag. I just wanted to see your face. I just wanted to see your face. That's
we got to spend a couple minutes here. Hang on.
No.
I will see fast. Snow White. I will skip Sleeping Beauty.
Okay. Yeah. Fine. Same thing. All right. Upcoming sequels to movies we like: The Incredibles 2, Deadpool 2, and Creed 2. Tough. I got some good categories here.
You go first, because I think I know your answer.
I will buy The Incredibles 2. I will see Deadpool 2, and I will skip Creed 2 if I had to live in this world. This terrible, terrible world, because I like Creed.
I will buy Deadpool 2, see The Incredibles 2, skip Creed 2.
All right. Previous superhero franchise sequels. We have X-Men Days of Future Past, Spider-Man 2, and The Dark Knight Rises.
Wow. We're talking Spider-Man 2, Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire. Dr. Octopus. Dead air is happening
right
now.
Yeah, this is great for a podcast.
Good job.
Fuck.
I guess you can edit, though.
This is tough.
This is tough. This is kind of tough because every one of
Spider-Man 2 set the blueprint.
Right.
I think I have to buy that.
I loved Spider-Man.
I don't think they're making X-Men movies to this day if it wasn't for Days of Future Past, if Bryan Singer didn't get in there and write the ship. So I will see that again, and that Christopher Nolan Dark Knight. It's not fair because Dark Knight Rises is such a good movie. It just was so disappointing compared to The Dark Knight.
I just watched The Dark Knight again. Now I'm kind of curious to rewatch The Dark Knight Rises.
I have a friend whose movie opinion I very much respect, hates The Dark Knight, thinks it's so one of the most overrated movies in history. Says the only good redeeming thing about it is the Joker character.
Really?
Yeah. So I can't talk to him anymore.
I watched it again. I thought it held up very well.
I did too. I watched it. It's one of those ones I'll stop to on every time it's on TNT.
Even the stuff that I didn't love, kind of my first 20 watches, you know, this watch number 21, I liked it.
But like, that's why The Dark Knight Rises was so
disappointing. The cell phone stuff was prophetic.
Oh my God, it was so good.
I will buy Spider-Man 2. I will see X-Men Days of Future Past again.
Oh,
I'll skip Dark Knight Rises.
Fuck, I'm with you. I didn't see this one.
Mount Rushmore horror films.
Shit.
Here it comes. The Shining, the original Halloween, and Scream. Tough.
Oh,
God. I got him.
All right. Does The Shining come with Room 234, the documentary?
237.
237. I should know better. I'm sorry. Does it come with that?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm giving you an easy out. This is hard.
And Scream, we're talking just Scream 1, not the franchise?
Scream 1, not the franchise. Halloween, Michael Myers,
70,
John Carpenter.
79 there, all right.
Okay.
78. Oh, God. I have to buy Halloween. I've gone as Michael Myers for like 7 different Halloweens and too far too long, too old an age to want to admit.
Okay.
22. God, I'm so sorry to everyone. I am seeing Scream and skipping The Shining, and I'm very sorry about that.
Well,
opinion.
You stuck true to who you are. That's okay. But no, that's okay. I'm buying The Shining. I am curious to rewatch both of those other ones, but I would probably try to study Halloween a little more than I would study Scream. So I would skip Scream, and I would see Halloween.
Can I skip The Shining and call it one of the best movies of all time? Is that a fair trade?
Yes,
because I think it's one of the best movies of all time.
This is not a real game. All right. Upcoming spring horse movies. Lean on Pete, The Rider, or Zama? You have to watch too.
What was the other one? A horse named Bear or a horse named...
Sure.
Whatever.
Because you said
Fuck
it.
Fuck all these movies. does it matter? I don't know what any... I'll see fucking Zama. I'll buy The Rider and lean on Peak and fuck you.
No. All right. I heard some Indie Spirit Awards buzz for The Rider, so I'd see that. Zama, I'd probably skip because it's a foreign film coming out early in the season, so it's probably not going to be a contender for the Oscars come late
None
in the
of
year.
These.
And I'm buying Lean on Pete because there's some good people involved. There's some Chloe Sevigny, the kid from All the Money in the World. That horse is adorable.
Just go to the next one. We're almost done.
This year's most hyped up documentaries that we know of so far. We have Andre the Giant, Whitney, and the Zen Diaries of Gary Shandling on HBO.
Skip Whitney because you made the point about it that they've already kind of milked that cow.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Buy Andre the Giant because it's Bill Simmons and pro wrestling, and I'm a sucker for both of those, and I will definitely see the Zen Diaries.
I think I agree again. I'm not going to try to... labor the point. Polarizing political movies about 1960s politicians. We have Chappaquiddick, LBJ, and Oliver Stone's Anthony Hopkins Nixon.
Nixon made it over JFK?
For this exercise, because I think I think JFK is a little better than Nixon. I wanted to put these movies on the same level. But you're right, JFK could have been an easy choice.
I think I'll see Chappaquiddick by LBJ and skip Nixon.
By LBJ, huh? Yeah. Woody Harrelson, you're that curious?
I am.
All right.
This, got a lot of good reviews.
I don't. You know what? I guess if I had to buy one, Oliver Stone's Nixon, I guess I'd see Chappaquiddick and I would skip LBJ. I don't know if there's a right answer to any of this.
Yeah, I don't think you walk away from that one feeling good about yourself.
Speaking of no right answers, remake of Chinatown, remake of All About Eve, remake of Sunset Boulevard. I'm just trying to get Mike's goat here.
Easy for you to say. So I got into an argument with someone about remaking some of these films.
Right.
On Twitter. I don't remember who it was. Might have been Alicia Lutz. I don't really remember off the top of my head.
It's all been rumored.
You don't need to remake any of these. I'll spin it on you. How about remake of Chinatown starring Glenn Close, remake of All About Eve starring Glenn Close, or a remake of Sunset Boulevard starring Glenn Close?
Oh, and she's in the Jack role.
She's in the Jack role, she's in the Betty Davis role, and she's in the Gloria Swanson role.
Wow. I mean, she's one of our own.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Close, she's a Connecticutian.
Favorite of ours as well, yes.
I'm going to say I can watch All About Eve on loop. So I'm going to say, buy All About Eve. I'm going
to
say,
you're willing to watch that
the
remake?
The most, yes. Because wow. I think that it's so strongly well written.
Okay.
That they could, so Glenn Close as Betty Davis could be phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the remake of Sunset Boulevard. I'm going to say the remake of Sunset Boulevard is the least necessary. However, I'm more intrigued to see Glenn Close play
Gloria Swanson.
Gloria Swanson. So I'm going to see that, and I'm going to skip remake of Chinatown.
She's done, I think. I'm almost positive she's done the Gloria Swanson role on Broadway in Sunset Boulevard. I think that would be my buy, as a matter of fact, if we're doing the Glenn Close role.
That's an interesting.
I want to see Glenn Close in Chinatown. I think that's just a fascinating script. Don't touch All About Eve. Never touch All About Eve. That's like the perfect movie.
I don't think there's a right answer or wrong answer for that as well, except maybe my answer was wrong. Okay. Some of our favorites.
I don't think there's a right or wrong answer except for me.
Some of our favorite movies from kind of our generation here: Mulholland Drive, Inglourious Basterds, The Big Lebowski. Tough.
Can I answer this and you promise me your brother will never hear it?
No.
Okay, I'm obviously buying Mulholland Drive. It's my favorite movie ever.
It's tough to rewatch, though. Interesting to study, tough to rewatch.
I could watch that movie at any point, I think. I'm just in love with
it. The subject matter is a little heavy.
It's very, you think? It's tough to rewatch sober. Yes. Oh, God. Inglourious Basterds are big. I'm skipping Inglourious Basterds, and I will see The Big Lebowski, and I don't feel good about that.
Well, I'm going to buy Inglourious Basterds. Yeah. I'm not going to give you too much grief. Just because I'm hopefully you're not going to give me too much grief. I'm going to see Big Lebowski again. It's another, those are movies.
I feel like your answers have been more what people would do, and I'm more the asshole.
I don't know about that. Let's have a self-deprecating contest. Let's go. No, I'm going to skip Mulholland Drive because I feel like finally cracked the case because you helped me do it.
If you have not seen Mulholland Drive, you need to see it, but you should watch it with our review.
Yeah, I thought again, we figured it out. I thought we figured it out with Hulk's help, and I think we had our own spin on it.
Who will not acknowledge me. I keep tweeting at him or her incessantly just to give them credit where it's due because, again, without their article, I don't think we get through that movie, but
The Big Lebowski, I don't necessarily know if I want to play the Lebowski challenge again because I'm an old man now. that ruins me. But I will see The Big Lebowski. I'll buy Inglourious Basterds. I'll skip Mulholland Drive. All right, that's a tough one. Moving on. Upcoming films by major directors / stars that we've kind of been hyping a little bit. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino, Margot Robbie, Leo, Brad Pitt.
Everyone.
The Irishman with Pesci, De Niro.
Everyone who's not in all Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Ray Romano even, and Martin Scorsese directs it. Or Backseat about Dick Cheney as Christian Bale as Dick Cheney.
Yeah,
Steve Carell, and it's the guy who did all the Anchorman movies. What's his name? Adam McKay.
McKay, yeah. I said McVeigh. I was thinking of the Rams coach. Okay. God. I am buying Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Say what you want about Tarantino.
Until there's a scandal.
Yeah, until that production gets shut down, I will buy it. Oh, God. I guess I will see The Irishman and skip back seat, and I feel dirty.
Well, I'll also buy Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I'm not loving the Netflix buzz right now with The Irishman.
How There's many Scorsese movies do we have left, though, you think?
He's missed before. Well, Adam McKay's missed before, too. Yeah. I'm too curious about Backseat.
All right, that's fair.
So I'm going to say I'm going to skip Irishman, and I'm going to see Backseat. Okay, strong female-led films nominated for Oscars. We have Zero Dark Thirty, The Silence of the Lambs, or Aliens. Talk about impossible categories,
yeah,
Mike.
You've got to skip Zero Dark Thirty. I mean, until... Ask me this question in 30 years, my answer will be different. But
right.
Zero Dark Thirty doesn't have the history and lineage attached to it the other two do, so that's the only reason I will skip it. It was a phenomenal. I loved that movie. I thought it should have won Best Picture and Chastain Best Actress that year. I will buy Aliens and see Silence of the Lambs.
I have studied Silence of the Lambs until I know the plot almost by heart.
Yeah.
I now know the plot almost by
heart. Would you fuck me?
That
was just me asking.
That's
you.
Just. Okay. I don't even have a quippy comeback for that. Just disturbed. Anyway, I would still study it even more. So I would see that again. I would buy Dark Thirty. I do own Zero Dark
Thirty.
And I would skip Aliens because the James Cameron rewatch factor isn't as high as you'd think, even though I'm kind of contradicting
I'll
myself.
I'll disagree. I've just
Titanic.
Rewatched it recently myself, so I really enjoyed it. But nonetheless, that's
I just
fine.
Hate screaming Bill Paxton. He just annoys me so much.
It's tough. I will agree.
Okay. Tough. Your favorite rom-coms, this category. Letters to Juliet.
This is just you needling me.
When in Rome.
God.
And The Beautician and the Beast starring Fran Drescher. That was just, I needed a third. You talked about two of them. Letters to Juliet, Amanda Seyfried, When in
so
Rome.
So bad.
Who's in When in Rome? Is anybody
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell?
Kristen Bell, Josh Duhamel.
Are they actually in Rome?
Somebody else and Danny DeVito. Are the three romantic interests.
Oh, so you had hopes.
Yeah.
Like well, Danny
not,
DeVito.
Not really.
Danny
I was hoping
DeVito
Danny DeVito would be funny.
Gave
yeah.
you hope for that yeah. movie. So the hope was dashed and the anger
terrible,
swelled.
Terrible fucking
and the
movie.
Girl dumped you immediately
not,
after.
Not. That's exactly what happened. Not as bad, however, as Letters to Juliet. I hated myself. I hated my girlfriend. I hated the people in the theater. I hated that I lost $8 on that matinee film. Letters to Juliet can go die. When in Rome, I have to see. Oh, God. I guess I'm buying the Fran Drescher movie.
Oh, good God. Yeah, I don't think I've seen any of... I haven't seen any of these, so I
Save
guess...
yourself.
I would buy The Beautician and the Beast out of sheer curiosity, like you. I would...
Isn't the plot to that she's like... Saddam Hussein's beautician? Isn't that the whole thing?
You might be right. You might be right. I did not go far enough to look at the plot synopsis. Letters to Juliet, I think I would have to see it, I guess, because Amanda Seyfried
you
went
have
to my
to
alma mater.
I have to know your opinion.
Oh, God. When in Rome, I would skip. Okay, our next Marvel Cinematic Universe review coming soon. I'll give you a little plug there. Iron Man 3, Thor the Dark World, Captain America the Winter Soldier. What are you hyped about, Mike?
By the Winter Soldier, everyone's got glowing things to say about it. I'm going to skip the Dark World and see Iron Man 3. Based solely on this point, and it's something I was going to save until the number 3 review, but we'll get into it a little bit in here. Everyone I have talked to, which constitutes three other people that aren't you, they've said they have a huge problem with Iron Man 3. They don't think it's a good movie. They think it's a weak one. They think it was a cop-out. I know the issues with it. I'm not blind to the problems with
oh,
the main
been
bad.
Spoiled?
I know. But that said, without spoiling them, you're the only person whose movie opinion I go to regularly and listen to. That I said, it's a good, great movie. You like this movie.
I liked it. It worked for me. I don't know upon I think I only seen it the once in theaters. So I'm really curious to rewatch it and see if it holds up for me. I don't remember if the other stuff held up, like the stuff around okay. the big whatever in the middle of the movie. I know I just rewatched some of the Thor the Dark World, and I know that's not great, even though the effects are pretty good. So I'm going to skip Thor the Dark World. I'm going to see Iron Man 3, and I would buy
the Winter Soldier. And universally, that is getting hyped up. I've never seen any of those three, and this is why we're doing the MCU in part, but
right.
Everybody loves the Winter Soldier.
Okay, recent films nominated for Oscars with female protagonists, kind of coming-of-age movies in a way. Juno, Lost in Translation, and Lady Bird.
So the first time I saw Juno, I went with a group of I don't know why, but there was 15 of us in the theater.
Group date.
And when something happens, when Jason Bateman does something against his wife to Ellen Page.
Right. Jennifer Garner, right?
Yeah, his wife being Jennifer Garner. I let out an audible gasp in the theater that could be heard that I'm still mocked to this day amongst my friends. I was so into that movie.
Okay.
So I have to buy Juno. It held a special place in my heart.
Interesting.
Lost in Translation was good, question mark? I could go both ways with it. I think Lady Bird, I've said a lot about it. I will see Lady Bird. I'm going to skip Lost in Translation. I don't feel good about it.
I am going to buy Lost in Translation. I'm going to see Lady Bird again because I've studied the hell out of Lady Bird. I don't have the same attachment level to Juno, so I'm just going to skip it. I've also seen that a ton. I'm kind of being lukewarm on this one. I'll just create some unadulterated Juno hate here, and I'll just say, I'm done with Juno. Didn't work. I wasn't convincing, and that's why I'm not an actor. That's why. Okay, potential comedy sequels rumored to be in development. We have 23 Jump Street, Step Brothers 2, or the Pineapple Express 2.
Never seen Pineapple Express.
Really?
I own it. I've never seen it.
Oh, my goodness. What? Does that change your tactic here?
23 Jump Street scares me. 21 was funny. 22 was equally as funny. I'm scared they're running out of bullets in that gun. That said, I will buy it.
Okay.
I will give it the benefit of the doubt. Step Brothers 2, I will see. Pineapple Express 2, I will skip.
I will skip Pineapple Express 2 because James Franco would probably keep me from laughing as much as I want because
I didn't even think of that. What a terrible person I am.
I would feel guilty about laughing as much, I think. I loved Pineapple Express the most out of these movies in terms of their sequeling too. I would see Step Brothers 2 and I would buy 23 Jump Street. I think I like that one a little more than Step Brothers. Best of the worst films ever. Troll 2, The Room, and Sharknado.
And they're going to eat me! Oh no!
So bad. Hurry up.
I will buy Sharknado. I will see The Room and I will skip Troll 2.
The documentary on Troll 2 is as far as I'll go with Troll 2, which is a great documentary. I will never see that. Sharknado, I might have like a weird curiosity with. I'll see it. And I've never seen it, but I would see it maybe.
Sharknado's fun.
Is it?
Yeah, it's fun.
And I'd buy The Room because The Room has some bizarre rewatchability to it.
You think?
The Lord of the Rings trilogy, Fellowship of the Ring, Two Towers, Return of the King. Tough? Not tough?
I don't think that's tough. I'd buy The Return of the King. See the Two Towers because of the battle scene, and the first one was not great. I was not crazy about the first Lord of the Rings.
So. All right. I have a little bit different of a take on this one. I would buy the Two Towers. That's my favorite one. I love the siege stuff. I love the Viggo Mortensen-led script there. I don't love the Gandalf stuff in that. However, the Fellowship of the Ring just meant a lot to me as a book reader.
That's fine.
So that's just the way I was.
You're educated.
And the Return of the King was a little more Sam Frodo-centric. So
I'm surprised
you're
going to skip the Return of the King. But that's,
so I would skip. But then again, the most curious I would be to rewatch something would be The Return of the King because I haven't seen that in a while. Another of our favorite movie trios, Pulp Fiction, Do the Right Thing, The Godfather Part 2.
Skipping Pulp Fiction as much as it hurts me because Quentin Tarantino does deserve to get at least yelled at for what he
for what he said on Howard Stern,
I gave him the benefit of the doubt in the last time, but he's got to get something held against him here. Well, that and Do the Right Thing is probably the biggest Oscar snub of all time, at least to us.
You're a better person than I. Even though I'm going to buy Do the Right Thing, I'm going to see Pulp Fiction and skip Godfather Part 2 because I've seen it 1,000 times, Godfather Part 2. Probably wrote 10 papers on it back when I was in school.
And I'm the other way. I would buy Godfather 2, see Do the Right Thing.
Makes sense. All right, super long titles for upcoming fantasy films, Mike. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, The House with a Clock Inside of Its Walls, Jack Black and Cate Blanchett, and The Nutcracker and the Four Realms somehow coming out from Disney.
I have no motivation to see any of these. Fantastic Beasts doesn't do it for me. I'm Harry Potter'd out. I'm Harry Potter'd out in the same way that I'm Tolkien'd out. I'm over it all. I get it. Magic, mythicals.
The first
just
one
just let
sucked.
It die.
I'm sorry. A lot of people like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Yeah. I didn't like it. I
skip Fantastic Beasts. I don't know anything about the other two. Nutcracker and the Four Realms sounds like a thing, so I'll buy that, and I guess I'll see the Jack Black movie against my will.
The trailer for The House with a Clock Inside of Its Walls looked okay, so I'm going to say that's a buy. I'm skipping Fantastic Beasts or Beasts.
Fantastic Beasts.
And I guess I would see Nutcracker and the Four Realms solely based on the fact that it's a Disney property, I think.
Have you all gotten your money's worth out of this episode, by the way? We just...
All right, we have...
Three left.
Three left. Sequels for some of our favorite movies, actually rumored to be in development.
Okay.
One of those rumors is by me right now. So that's not a good title. Anyway, The Big Lebowski 2, which has been rumored for a while, mm-hmm. Lebowski Fest, blah, blah, blah. Kill Bill Part 3, which is probably entitled Kill Beatrix.
You'll see the Black Widow solo movie before you see Kill Bill Part 3.
And this is, I'm creating this rumor right now, Silver Linings Playbook 2, just based on the last Super Bowl.
Skip, Silver Linings Playbook is almost perfect. Don't need another one.
I think I agree with you.
I will buy The Big Lebowski 2 absolutely out of just pure curiosity. If they make Kill Bill Part 3, I'm all in for it. I just don't see it happening anytime in this decade.
He has said he wanted to do that for a long time, Quentin. So I think I would buy Kill Bill Part 3 as the most likely to happen. And then I would see The Big Lebowski 2, but I'd be super worried about it, like Caddyshack 2 when I rented that. To try and watch it. Okay, moving on. Potential female superhero films that we want, all three of them, we want them made. All right, Black Widow, She-Hulk, Harley Quinn.
Okay, so let's start by saying make these, especially Black Widow. Get off your ass and just greenlight it already.
What do you want made the most?
I'm taking a cheap way out of answering this insofar as Black Widow and Harley Quinn are cast already. As far as those characters, so they deserve solo movies because we've already seen them on screen.
Okay.
So I can skip She-Hulk because I'm not hurting anyone's career by doing so. But again, we should make all three of these movies. You gotta make a Black Widow movie. I will buy it. I don't know why that's sexism. That's just pure sexism.
I agree with you. I would buy Black Widow.
See Harley Quinn. Skip She-Hulk.
I would see She-Hulk, and I don't have faith in DC, so I'm just not the team player.
It's Margot Robbie. It's not DC.
It's a good argument to make. I can't buy that they're going to pull something off. I'm just so down on them.
I would have the same fear if I didn't know Margot was being so involved in the character and the movie.
All right, the most important category so far.
You're going to hear me swear.
When Harry Met Sally, War Horse, and Harry and Tonto.
Okay. So, fuck you, first of all. Second of all, I take back what I said at the beginning. There are easy way outs. You can combine category. Fuck all these movies. Kill them. I want nothing to do. I'm not even playing this game anymore. I'm playing Fuck, Marry, Kill, except it's kill, kill, kill. I want these murdered.
All right, I'm buying When Harry Met Sally because I actually like that movie. I kind of... weirdly curious to see Harry and Tonto again to see if
why
Mike
we covered it.
Mike's, you know, all because I've listened to the pod maybe once or twice, and I'd be curious to react.
That movie was terrible.
I would never watch War Horse again. I hate War Horse with a passion. I agree with you about hating an entire genre of film based solely on War Horse.
Be brave.
Terrible.
I can't bring myself to pretend to buy one of these. in the spirit of the game, I will buy.
Oh, you are.
I will buy War Horse. I will see When Harry Met Sally. I will kill Harry and Tonto. That's the game.
That's the game.
That's how we play. We
see by skip.
Yeah, see by skip. We're going to be doing that hopefully every episode going forward, at least tangentially related to something we talked about in the episode. If not, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your see by skips. We might post them on social media. Hopefully you guys can answer, at least throw us back some examples of your own. Who knows? Get creative with it. We tried to do our best here to give you some examples.
That was fun.
And had a blast doing it. But again, the episodes we enjoy most creating, nobody listens to. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see. Brant gesture.
Yes, definitely let us know your examples. Let us know your see by skips of your own. Make them up and explain them yourself. Say what you would do see by and skip. And we'll see if we can analyze it and change our minds for you. We are
hyperbole works with us. I just want you to know.
Literally anything. We're very lonely. Mike and Oscar on Facebook. Mike and Oscar on Instagram. MM and Oscar on Twitter. Mike and Oscar at gmail.com. And Mike and Oscar on the Reddit machine.
Talk to us.
We're on SoundCloud. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. Type in Mike and Oscar. Use the Oxford comma. Or don't. Either way, we should show up. But anyway. anywhere you are, you type in Mike and Oscar. We will be there.
Our RSS goes out to all the other podcast things pretty much too, like Podcast Addict and Google Play and all that stuff.
Podbean, I think we should.
Yeah, we're on a bunch of those.
We're everywhere. But yeah, reach out to us. Let us know. How do you like the game? And play along with us.
I think you will have some fun together.
That's the hope. Reality sucks, guys. Keep watching movies with us. We'll see you in a couple days.
See ya.